Begin the Quran Dav Masech the Shabbos Dav Sarat Tes. We begin the Amud Aleph. We begin the Tes of Masel. It begins the words of the Gemara. Ma Bedizara, just like we find by Bedizara. Shachayav Masel during the Karis, where there's a liability. When you do deliberately Karis, also so too. That's what we compare to Kol Torah Kulo. Tes comes to explain why did we need the Hekesh of specifically bringing this pasuk of the Hanefesh Hashatas Biad Rama, which the Gemara is bringing. That's the source according to Rabbanim. They hold, why did we compare Shaggy to Mezen Alik the way Mumbaz did? Rather, it's coming to tell you the comparison of Shaggy to Mezen, because that's in the context of the Parsha of Avodah Zarah. To tell you, just like Avodah Zarah, you bring a Chatas when you do it by mistake, because when you do it by Mezen, you have a Karas. So to call Tara Kulam, you bring a Chatas for something when you do it by mistake, only if it's Zaldin is going to be Karas. But Taisa says, when Taisa has to take a second look, it says, if you're going to say, wait a second, Mekamokam, either way, why did we need to have this comparison from Shagi to Mezid, which is the way the Bryce is framing those words according to the Rabbanon? What do you mean? The Filaloi Habaksiv Hasam Kra. Even if you didn't have the Pasuk in there by Avodah Zarah, Devan Nefesh Ashatasa Be'ad Rama, that is talking about the deliberate aspect of the Mezid of Avodah Zarah to compare it to the Shagi. Even without that Pasuk of quote comparing Shagi to Mezid, Yafina Shabbat by Avodah Zarah, we would anyways be able to learn that from Avodah Zarah, which we learn that from the word Taira, that it says the word Taira, which we learn little Chotar Kula, Shechayiv Azadayin Akaras V'chulu, where anyways we know that that is, happens to be the context. You don't need to have a puzzle comparing the Shagi to the Mezid. We're comparing the Shagi of Avodah Zarah to the Shagi of Chotar Kula. And once we know Avodah Zarah has that halacha, so we would know that it's limited to when it has Zadin Karas. Why does it have to say specifically in the Hekesh of the next Pasuk of Meza to Shagi? Even if it didn't say Meza, we know, but Avodah Zarah has that halacha. Why does it have to say that Pasuk? So it says, Bisham, what you could say is, no, the less than Akush of Avodah Zarah, we're not going to compare Kol Torah Kulo to the halachas of idolatry. Only what it says in that Parsha where it says the word Taira, comparing the whole Taira to Avodah Zarah, to the Mashim, take the Parashah Kodesh, like it sounds like from Rashi's interpretation. Well, that's why we had to bring over here the Pasuk about Nefesh HaShatasa, which says Biyad Rama, that tells you here explicitly regarding the Halachas of Avodah Zarah, that if you do it deliberately, Zechiv of Karas, that's what comparing the Pasuk before, which is talking about Shagig, to say that it's going to have the Halachas called Taira Kula of its Shagig being a Chatas, if it's Mezid is a Karas. It says, Teis, Teida, he says, you should know this, Teis brings a proof. Says the Holo Yalfinam Avodah Zarah. We don't learn now from Avodah Zarah and the qualification of a Karma Chatzis. Did the boy Azadayin the Skilik Avodah Zarah, that if you do it deliberately with warning and with witnesses, that you get that you have to have the Mises Bezin of a Skila, which is the case of Avodah Zarah. Why not? If you're comparing Kol Torah Kulo Chatzis, Avodah Zarah should have the qualification too. Says Tyson, this is the proof. Mishum the Lake Siv Skila Bahi Parsha, because it doesn't say the aspect of Skila within that Parsha. El Karis, and therefore it's only what it says over there. And then we have to have that Pasuk over there too. But then Tais is bothered and he says, wait a second. But then this that we exclude in the beginning of this of the last paragraph of Masechtas Makkos of Yud Gimel Beis. Pesach Mila Mekarben, we say, oh, what's excluded? What does not have a Bechiv Chatzis attached to it? Is Pesach Mila, where they're not going to have a carbon if one violates bringing the carbon Pesach or circumcising. Where, and that's a Chiddush, because Avavish Yesh Ben Karas, even though they do have Karas, and generally would ever have a Karas, when you do it, amazing. Has a chatas when b'shagi? No. And the Gemara says, why? Mishum dema by dezarah, because what do you find by idolatry? Which is the context of where we learn out the karma chatas? Is the Amrach Mantari tells you loy tab, it's something that you shouldn't do. The Hani Kuma saying in it, whereas by Pesach Mila, these are things that you should have done and you didn't do. So therefore, you can't learn out the Yechiv al chatas of Pesach Mila from a dezarah. And that bothers Taisis, but in that parasha doesn't say anything about that it's loy sase versus asay. So just like we said, you don't learn out that has to have skila. So why are we saying that it has to be a lois asibra zase? So it says, no, hainan name. There also, it is, it does say, Mishum Nechsib, it says in the Pasuk, but nefesh ha-shatasa biyad rama, the person who's going to do this violation with a high-handedly, the mashim, what does that sound like? It's coming to tell us, mashat tavishu shleilas, is what I told you not to do, you're doing, which is telling you it's tomar lois asase versus an assay, and therefore, yes, it is there in that context of the Karma Chatzis, excluding if it's an assay, and it only applies to a license. Then Tez continues, if you're going to say a different question, it says, Rabbanan Dahacha, the Rabbanan will be here, when we're quoting this the opinion of the Rabbanan versus Mumbaz, who's the Rabbanan? As we saw in the Brayse of the previous daf, that was Rabbi Akiva. Well, he was responding back and disputing Mumbaz. The difficulty is, we're coming to explain the opinion of the Rabbanan that it's this Hekesh of Rabbi Shimon Levi, but Rabbi Kiva versus Mumbas, who use it for something else. Rabbi Kiva isle beperikam and increase the promise. Rabbi Kiva holds in the first parak increase the abzayin of the high crud the megad of this pasuk that's talking about blasphemy. He holds but mevarches Hashem because it's talking about someone that, so to speak, euphemistically blesses God and not by the zar. So how are we learning out these halachas that it's a hekesh of shegel amaze regarding the laws of chatzis because he compares that by the zar? It's not even talking about by the zar. It's about mevarches Hashem. So it says, Vashem, what you could say is the lishna the hakar hachi, right? The terminology that our Gemara is saying over here, that hook should call a Torah kula by the zara, that we're comparing the whole Torah to by the zara, you're right, it's not precise. Nachar liba drabban and Rabbi Kiva, it's only saying it according to the majority of the rabbis who dispute Rabbi Kiva, and they say that the psukim there are talking about by the zara. But you're right, of Rabbi Kiva, Islam, we have to say what it really means to say is the hook should call a Torah kula mavarchas Hashem. We're comparing all the mitzvahs in the Torah to someone who curses Hashem, who is, euphemistically blesses God, that there where the deliberate is karis and the shagig is chatzis. So too, all kabbanas are for error are going to be specifically regarding that when someone does it by if it does it deliberately, he gets a karis. It does it by mistake, he's michayev echat. Now, but then to continue and says, "Bimtem, maybe you're going to say olamumbas that he doesn't hold this hakish." Because he used the Hekesh, as the Bryce had quoted, as the Gemara had explained, that to compare that just like Mason has the idea, so to a Shaggy, you had to have known at one point in contrast to a Tanakh Shanishma. So then the question is, Hi, Drush, Rabbi Shimon Levi, so this exposition of Rabbi Shimon Levi, that you compare Shaggy, Tabay Dazar, to tell you that Achiv Chad only if he's out in his car is Minoli, where does he know it from? Doesn't know it from this Hekesh. So by Marie, there he says, the Nafkalik, the Dush Rabbi, Parakam of the Yavamas. He learns it out like Rebbe. Learns out, which is brought in the first parak in Yevamos, the parak that based the Harius, and the second parak in Harius Daf Chesam Alf, where Nemar Khan, it says over here in the parashah of Karma Chatzis, Benoida Chatzis Hashem Chatu Aleho, he's going to know about the sin that he had committed on it, and said the word Aleho. Benemar says a different pasuk also, Beishlach Chisa, Leisikach Litzur, Legal Sarvasa Aleho, that one should not marry his wife's sister when she's still alive to reveal her erva on her. So it says Aleho by both. Just like over there by the Issa Chesisha. It's talking about something that when you do it, b'mezid, yichayev karas. And by mistake, it's a chatas. So too, by every karma chatas, it's only something that the zadin is going to be karas. That's where mumbas will know this halacha of Ibshu Balik. Continuing to say the mask, it says beginning the words of the Gemara, and mumbas, we're calling the mumbas, shagaga b'mai. So then what exactly were you shagging in? Which Taisis explains the proof, the why was it specifically that the Gemara had to answer that he's was shagug in the carbon and he's in the love and not some other approach. And that's because the Gemara was asking for the mumbas that, wait a second, if he agrees to Rabbi Kiva, that even someone who has an awareness when he's doing it, he's going to be chayav b'chatas, well, chatas is only for shagug. If he knows that that's amazing, it's not a shagug. And the Gemara answers, yes, he knows that what he's doing is forbidden and that is a chiv of karas. But what he's the shagug regarding is regarding the chiv of the carbon that he didn't know and therefore he's considered a shagug. So that taste says, the Gemara had to answer that. Because the Taz explains, Leimotzi Lemeno, the Gemara couldn't have said other options, like, for example, Shashagag Balav, the Hazen Bekarbon. That, oh, yes, he has an awareness, because he knows what he's doing is Chayav a carbon, and that's going to be Chayav Karis, but he doesn't know that this is a negative prohibition. Says Taz, you can't say that, because the Insvar Lechayav Behazen Bekarbon wouldn't be logical to say that he would be Chayav for carbon if he was deliberate regarding knowing his liability for carbon. Why not? Because Deloy Shami Yediyasehu, a concept that Gemara is going to show the code, he's not someone that would stop himself if he did know. Meaning, every shkaga that you have a carbon is only if you knew that you would stop. And therefore you call the shkaga. Over here, if he knew that this was Asr, and the way we describe in this case, where he doesn't know that it's Asr, but he knows he's Chayav a carbon, he wouldn't stop. As we see that he doesn't care that he's Chayav a carbon and he doesn't stop. So but that wouldn't be mistaken to say that would be the an option of being chayav karbon. So just as I said, leka nami lemeim shagu b'lav of v'karbon. You can't say that the case of mumbas is when someone was in error regarding the prohibition and regarding the carbon, where he didn't know that there's a lav and he didn't know that's a carbon. Can't say that either because the svaru it's logical to say to keep in the makash lemezid mumbas compares the halacha of shagu to mezid. So therefore, it would tell us that a Philip Mesa B'chol David, even if he's deliberate in all areas, for Shagi Rag B'davar Echad, he's only in error in one area, the Hain the carbon, in just the carbon itself, that he doesn't know that this Aveir would be Chayav a carbon, that Yesh Lan L'Chayav, we should make him liable for Chatas, and because we're comparing Shagi to Mesid, where even though you have awareness, as long as you have just one error. So that's why the Gemara said that no, it doesn't mean carbon and lav, and it can't be lav without carbon. So that's why we're left with, as the Gemara had answered, that is that he was amazed by lav of course, and he was just a shaggy regarding the carbon. Now, with me, however, Tesis does clarify. He says, but hecha dekeskila, where there's a death penalty for this avera of being stoned, then be'ina she shaggy gam meskila. Then he does have to not know about the death penalty would be skila. Because the other maze of a skill, if it was deliberate regarding knowing that the skill and he did it anyway, you can't say in that case he's going to be chayva carbon, because the kibin in the shav meskila, because since he's not stopping, even though he knows the death penalty of being stoned, so pshit is obviously if he would know even that there's a chayva of carbon, that for sure wouldn't stop. Being stoned doesn't stop, for sure not to eat carbon, and therefore, like we said regarding carbon, that's not considered that stopping if he would have known, and even if he had known, he wouldn't have stopped for the carbon because he knows that there's stoning and he doesn't stop. So therefore, that would not be applicable according to Mumbas if you have carbon. Now, but then Tosfos clarifies that why are we saying this? Why by skila would you say he would not be chayav carbon if he knew? But we say, according to Mumbas, even if he's deliberate regarding knowing that there's a death penalty of karas by the hands of heaven, that is still considered that had he known there's a chiv of carbon and he didn't know that would be considered that he would have repented. Why is karas so different than skila? So it's Taisa, the karas efesh b'tshuva. The reason is because karas is possible to repent for. In other words, there's not an automatic, immediate death for the person. Whereas for carbon, efesh b'tshuva. Whereas regarding a carbon, it's not possible to repent if someone has the schiv of carbon, the bezin shalmata requires them to do a carbon, and therefore that's the difference between the carbon and the case of karas. Void more of it says Taisus, the gabe, when someone is deliberate by karas, where he doesn't know that it's a schiv of carbon, shaykh shabalameima, it definitely is appropriate to say that would be considered shav midiyasa. Why? Because imhayyadeh shachayv karas ma carbon, had he known that there would be a chiv of karas with the carbon, hayashav, then he would repent. Because if he knew such a severe aver that has two things together, karas and carbon, he would not have violated the conscience when he's deliberate regarding skila, that even if he, when he was shagab of carbon, he would not repent because it's such a severe thing and it didn't stop him. So therefore, even if he would know, therefore we said that that's going to be different, the case of mazed by skila, is different than the case of mazed by carbon. Next, the master begins with the Gemara. For example, where he was in error regarding the karas, even though he was deliberate regarding the negative prohibition. Shteis can explain, first of all, what's the reason of this opinion of Rabbi Yechanan. And Dishli explains that according to Rabbi, that Rabbi Yechanan would agree that you have to be shagig in the lav too. And that is, the Gemara explains that the Rabbanan, they disagree with Mumbas. No, you have to have the shagig in the aver itself. Then the question is, how much has to be shagag? Rabbi Yechanan says it's enough to be shagag in the karas, and you could be mazed in the law, in contrast to Rish Lakish. So Taisa explains, but Tamid Rabbi Yechanan, what's the reason of Rabbi Yechanan? Shem delek siblav beikesh Rabbi Yeshua. Because it doesn't say anywhere in that hekesh, which is the whole context for learning out the halacha of the karma chatas, it doesn't say anything about, which is the whole halacha of having the lapse of awareness, it doesn't say anything about the negative prohibition part, the law part. Only thing that it says over there, that we're comparing the shagi to the mazid, it says the punishment of karas. So therefore, that tells us that the one thing that the person has to know is that he has to know the shagaga has to be in the karas. That's what makes him, that's what talks about the mazid part, that is not going to be mazid. The shagaga is in the karas, but in the lav, it doesn't mention anything there in the pasuk. You don't have to be shagag in the lav. You just have to be shagag in the karas. And actually, he explains this. That's where the Gemara asks, "My Tamid Rish Lakish, what's the reason of Rish Lakish?" But Loi Bayi, my Tamid Rabbi Yechanan, this is not what's the reason of Yechanan, because Rabbi Yechanan is the more logical one. Because yes, the only thing we're comparing the Shkaga to is to the Karas, not to the Lav. So therefore, the Gemara asks, according to Rish Lakish, where does he get this from? How do you know that you have to be Shkaga in the Lav too? Now, additionally, Taisa says, "But Tzachlem, what you have to say is Rabbi Yechanan married the Rabban. His whole opinion that it's enough to be Shkaga in the Karas was only according to Rabbanan." The Islu Kesh Rabbi Shimon Levi, like we said, their limud is from the Hekesh of Shimon Levi, where we learn out that it only mentioned there in the Pasuk Karas, so that's the only thing that when Mazed is Karas, Shagag, you're not deliberate in the Karas, but you can be deliberate in the Lav. But Abba Rebbe, but says Tesis, but according to Rebbe, which we mentioned in the previous Tesis, the Nafkalim exeis Shabbadolau, he learns that from a different source where it says allow by Chesish, and mentioned allow be by Chatas. Oh, Major Yechim Rechim would agree then, the Baya Chayishka Balava Kars, that of course you have to be in error regarding the Lav and the Kars, because the Hog Sivla Bahukra does mention the negative prohibition there in the Pasik. The Isha Chesel Loi Sikach Begaimer. Oh, so therefore the Hekish of Chatas, where allow is in the context, not just of Kars, but also the Lav, there would be able to agree that it has to be shagag, not only the karas, but also the la. Tenex says the master begins the words of the Gemara. Oh my God, the pasuk says, "Ashaloisa send the shagag," that it should not be done in which was an error. Which Tosfos asks that from where did Rish Lakish get this interpretation according to Rabban? And as the Gemara answers according to Rish Lakish, where does he get this that you have to be shagag in the lav and the karas? Oh, because the pasuk says, "Ashaloisa send," that should not be done. Oh, not being done is a negative prohibition. And that's going in the words of the pasuk, Mishkaga, that tells you that the Shagag has to be in the law. But actually, Tyson doesn't understand this so simply. Kashari, the Rebbe finds this difficult. Menali, the Rish Lakish, where does Rish Lakish get this? Through Rabban of Darshach, and that they expound Ubay Shigas Lav, and that they require that the Shagag has to be Ost in the Lav to be Taiba Karban, because Tyson says, but like them, you can't say the Mashmalay, the Medrash Krahachi, that because Rish Lakish understood the pasuk this way, as we had interpreted opening up this thesis, that the shkog has been the lav to be chayav chatos, and therefore that's how he expounds the Kondra Banan. That's actually not the case. Because Dal Karchis Vile, because obviously Rish Lakish himself holds, the ain't Svar Lidrishkin. That actually logic would not tell you to expound the pussy that way. Why do we say that? Because the Iwa Savar Kemunbez, Rish Lakish himself is quoted that he holds a Kemunbez, that even when you have an awareness, when you're doing it, that is also going to be chayav chatos, because Amalek, like the Gemara said previously, now, Mumbas loy boy shigis lav. Mumbas does not require an error in the lav. El shigis carbon grade, the only a shkaga in the carbon itself. Where the behead your tongue will come on, as we find explicitly, the Gemara brings a brice later on that says, Oisha Amar, or if he says, Yodan Nisha Malach is Wasura, I know that this Malach is forbidden. Aval eni dem chayav malach carbon lav, but I don't know if it's chayav carbon or not. And that says the brice, chayav, you're going to be liable. And the Gemara explains that that's going according to Mumbas. Now, the Lay Kamen, the Brisa doesn't say carbon umalkus umlav. I don't know if there's a kibbutz carbon and lashes or not. It's only if, it's even if he knows he can be chayav malkus, because negative prohibition. But since he doesn't know there's going to be a chiv of carbon, it's enough to make him liable for chatas. So obviously, there's no svar to expound the pasuk ashalois to send the shkog of ashim, like Rish Lakish expounds according to Rabbanan, that you have to have the shkog in the lav. Rather, even if you don't have a shkog in lav, the way he understands, which is like mumbas, yosim mechayev chatas. So therefore, the Rebbe is bothered with this question. So why is Rish Lakish saying kontra banan and disputing Rabbi Yechanan to say that no, you have to have a shkog also in the lav to be chayev chatas? But what do you mean? Why are you saying the pasuk that you even yourself don't understand that the pasuk is coming to say that and it's referring to a shkog in the lav? And Tosfos does not answer that question. Kterek says the master begins the words of the Gemara diyod de la betchumen, that he knows it regarding the halachas of betchumen. Tosfos can explain. Why didn't the Gemara know he knows it regarding other areas of halacha regarding Shabbos, which the Gemara was asking, according to Rish Lakish, that the Rabbanon require that the Shkog has to be in the lav and the Karas Michai Bechatas. Sadly, explain the mission later on, which the Gemara ultimately explains, that if you do all the malachas in one lav of awareness, you can Michai on every single malacha, but that requires at least Zad and Shabbos so that it can be Shigas Malachas, because otherwise you can become only one for the Shigog of Shabbos. Problem is, if every single Malach you don't know, that means you don't know anything about Shabbos. So another thing my answer is, oh, it's talking about, as Taisus the Masl says, that he knows it regarding Tchumah. So Taisus is bothered, and he says, and you cannot have said some other answer. That, oh, what does the person know that it's Shabbos? He knows it regarding Isi. What's Halacha of Isi? Isi says that there is one Malacha that you're not going to be chayiv on it for Shabbos, its liability. And therefore, the chiv chat is on all the other malachas. But this one, which is similar to Tchumen in the sense that it's not going to be a liability, if that's the one that he knows that it is Shabbos, he knows that one halacha, says no, because the bahu nami chayiv chatas. That case of Isi, which we don't know which is that one malacha, but that one malacha that Isi says that you're exempt on, is that's only regarding his nachayiv skila. But he would be chayav chatas because the parash prayer comes that, like I explained in the first paragraph of Avraham Beis. So therefore, that would be from the 39, and therefore that wouldn't be an explanation to say that's the one thing he knows, because we're saying on that he's also chayav al karma chatas. Now, but whatever tamely report, what does bother the Rebbe is that my lekama. Why didn't he say a different answer? The yodul of the Shabbos bas say that you're right for the negative prohibition, all the malachas that he didn't know, and if he's going to have 39 chatas for one Shabbos. But what he did know regarding Shabbos is the positive commandment of not doing malacha. See, like it says in the pasuk in Shema Yisro, "Bayeim Hashvi Tishvis V'Gaimo," and like it says over there later on, "Peglam and Alvuk Sivnam Yishmar Tmesa Shabbos." Why didn't they say regarding the mitzvah saseh of Shabbos that he did know, and therefore he could still have all 39 chatois of the negative prohibitions? That the reader does not answer. Tenth and next time the master begins the words of the Gemara, "Asher Yishkoy Balav Shaba." It's until he makes the error in the iser itself, which just can explain. What's the qualification of the Shkog of Balav regarding a Shavuah's Bitu? That is because Abaye said, in this case, everyone would agree, even Rabbi Yechanan, that he says that you could be Heis of Balav as long as Shkog of Bakaris. He agrees by Shavuah's Bitu, where if you swear to do or not do something, that's a liability for a carbon. It's only going to be if you make the Shkog in the Lav itself. Now, what does that mean? So Tez explains, for example, let's say a person swore he's not going to eat. V'achal, and he ended up eating. So he violated, there was an Issa of a Shavuah's Bitu. Now, but b'shas achilu, when he was eating, shachach iser shvu, he forgot, and this is important, this is what tastes the difference with Rashi, he forgot the iser of the shvu. That's the shagig belav. And that's what we say, that's necessary to say to be chayv. Now, and Tais explains, he says, because of a karina be ha'adam. Now, that would not be like some of the other cases, which, as Rashi points out, that you consider an oinus, that he's not really conscious. No, that would be considered the person. Because the b'shas shavuah shenit, because when he made the oath, hayyidei hate the b'shas shavuah, he knew the prohibition of the oath. And the b'shas lechila hayyisabed the mutzalav shavase. When he was eating, he just thought that he allowed to violate his oath. So that's what's called a shkoga. That's not considered an oinus. The problem is Rashi Pirush Rashi interpretation was the b'shas lechila shachas shadnishba. Tosfos explains that he forgot the iser shavuah. Rashi says that he forgot that he swore. So it says no, but ain't near. That does not seem to be a correct interpretation. The ain't a kor shkoga b'lav shavase. That's not considered a shkoga in the iser. But Masha in Niske Shanishba, that he doesn't remember that he swore. That's not in the Isir Shabbai. That's just in the fact. And therefore Tosfos does not understand that would be the interpretation of Balav Shabbat. And therefore Tosfos gives the interpretation of Shachach Isir Shvua. And now like Rashi says that Shachach Shanishba, that he forgot that he actually swore. Tosfos says no, he remembers, but he thought that he's allowed to violate that oath.